Welcome to the Nerds Domain Podcast, where we explore the geeky side of life. This week, we're going to have a special episode exploring a topic. Welcome to the Nerds Domain.
Get a butt in your brain, you're in the Nerds Domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Nerds Domain Podcast. As promised, this is our second summer draft episode. Hopefully you're getting it the same time you get the first summer draft episode. This is the pod two, or the pod, the other pod. I'm going to say team names with names. So my team name is Mission Jurassic Impossible 8. I'm here with Brandon, who this guy drafts is his team name.
That's me.
Brandon, you're from Cult Cinema Cavalcade.
That's correct.
Which I should have plugged last time, because Colin is also from Cult Cinema Cavalcade.
But you had to complete it. You had to complete the cavalcade in order to...
I also like you better. Don't tell Colin. Well, actually, Colin's
You only tell him to his face all the time.
Well, Colin's also on one of our podcasts regularly now, so I didn't want to, like, plug his other stuff there and everywhere else. So tell us about Cult Cinema Cavalcade real quick.
Oh, it's a bi-weekly, but a lot of times more than that, movie podcast that has me and Cullen discussing, you know, B movies, you know, cheesy movies, underrated movies, crazy ass movies, just, I mean, stuff ridiculous. So if you're into like Mystery Science Theater 3000, the Riff Tracks, this kind of stuff they watch, but we do a very extensive discussion about the movie throughout, and then we rate it at the end. We have guests. We do
great
bonus
guests.
Things. We've
I've
had
heard
you
fantastic
on.
Guests. Yes.
It's a constant running joke with you about the Ewoks.
Yeah.
Were they good? Were they not?
They were fantastic.
You were on the better one of those two movies.
That's fair. Caravan of Courage is a little rough.
And we did that. but yeah, and we've also started a YouTube channel where we have our own riffs.
Yeah. So. I just subscribed.
Yes.
Subscriber number 15. That's exciting. Ooh. And you have a Howard the Duck episode coming up sometime in the near future, right?
Sometime in the future, yes.
That's the other thing I joke about.
It'll happen. It's just really crazy. I get to things, I'm like, oh, wow, we're that far ahead in the future. Like, just things move fast. You're like, when you're bi-weekly, too, it
moves a lot faster.
A lot faster.
It does. I'm also here with Ed. Ed's team name this time is Hot Thespian Action. Hi, Ed.
Hi.
You're not on any other podcasts.
No, I'm
not a single one.
I'm really just only on your on everything that you asked me to come do. Hey, we're doing a thing tonight, and all of the people we really wanted to do dropped out. You want to come help us out? And I go, yeah, sure.
I don't often say that everyone else dropped out.
No, but
I don't have any other choices.
But that's the subtext that I'm taking from.
Sure,
from
I mean that's a subtext you can take.
Yeah, sure. I think it's reasonable.
All right, and you drafted in the first pod.
I drafted in the first pod
of drafters.
Yes,
and that went swimmingly for you.
I feel pretty good about some of my choices. I wouldn't have minded getting a few different things, but I'm not terribly disappointed.
So now that you've gotten past your rookie mistakes, you understand how this goes now, right?
Oh yeah, no, I understood how it went before.
Okay,
I just found a beer cap in my pocket.
Hey,
weird.
Right on. Yeah. Rob, representing Team Julie Madly Deeply. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
All right. And you are also on the Masks B-side group, the Silent but Deadly Commandos. Excellent. And I've got Jesse here. Hopefully he unmutes himself and remembers how to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And Jesse, you are hypothetically on this podcast when we have you on, when you're not busy collecting rocks and looking for gold. And that's not just me being a jerk. You actually do those things. So,
no. Yeah.
And this is not your first pod. You're not your first draft at all, is it?
No, I think it's like the third or fourth. I even won one of them.
Yeah, you won one with a bunch of kids movies. That was a bunch of crap that year. Excellent. And then finally we've got Roxy.
Whoa. What about my team name?
I'm sorry. Yes. The Irish Wristwatch. I like that you think that that's going to tie my tongue up, but it's not going to.
Well, I had to do something a little different.
Yeah. You couldn't be the rural squirrel again?
Nope.
And
or
then,
the Rouge Rogue.
Yeah. And then, Roxy, you are here, and you're representing Heroes in the Half Shell, also representing Passion Nerdly.
Yes.
And you're currently two podcasts.
Currently two, yeah. Have some more in the works, but yes, right now just two. We have Tome Travelers, our RPG podcast, and Dice Foyers, our gaming accessory review show.
Excellent. And you're from deep in the heart of Texas.
I keep telling you, Dallas is near the heart. We're closer to the left thigh.
I'm pretty sure that everything that's inside of Texas is deep in the heart. That is, having never been there for more than a couple hours, I'm pretty sure that's how it works. So I've gone over the rules and how everything works since a lot of you are new to this, but we'll just kind of slide right into the first movie. We did randomize the draft order, and in this particular draft, it is different order from the other one, which will mean a very different draft situation. We're going to start off with a movie that that releases August 10th called The Meg. After escaping an attack by what he claims was a 70-foot shark, Jonas Taylor must confront his fears to save those trapped in a sunken submersible. That's a movie about a giant shark, guys.
Versus Jason Statham.
Is it Jason Statham?
Mm-hmm.
Is he in this?
Yeah. Like Jason Statham versus a shark. Who doesn't want to see that?
This is one of the last two movies we drafted last time, so it was like only one guy had $90 left for the last two movies, and he got this and Deadpool 2.
What's the cutoff of the...
Yeah, that's a good point. The draft starts, movies start releasing May 4th. Mm-hmm. Last movie releases August 31st, and then we have a month.
Okay.
After that.
That's good. Okay.
So that gives them a month to kind of mature and grow and take in as much money as they can. but obviously, the movies that come earlier in the season may get a little more action. So we get Jason Statham, Ruby Rose, Rainn Wilson, Bing Bing Lee, and a bunch of other people with, you know, a very varied cast. I like that. So we'll go ahead and open the bidding at $5. This is where you guys all speak up.
And,
okay, $5. $5 goes to the Irish wristwatch.
I mean, I want to bid on it because Jason Statham, but I can't bid on it because shark.
It could be a Snakes on the Plane kind of phenomenon by the time. I mean,
but
it's got a really good poster.
Did that movie make that much money? I liked it.
No, it made some good money, got some good buzz. It wasn't near the huge success they were thinking it would have gone to be.
Yeah. Okay. I will bid $6.
Yeah, I feel like it was a gamble because... Okay, good.
All right, $6 going once.
I really like Jason Statham movies, but they've never really done great.
He's a mid-level guy when he's by himself. His biggest movie is like the Furious movies, and then like the Spy with Melissa McCarthy are like his biggest movies he's been a part of. But his Transporter ones, they did good money, but they weren't setting the world on fire.
Well,
so,
I think they were more like international hits.
Yeah,
than they were
he's
U.S. domestic.
I think he's a good supporting actor or a good villain. Not necessarily a great.
He's a man in the wrong time. Like if he was in the 90s, he'd have been top lining all the big summer movies. But he was just ending, and at the time he was taken off The Rock, and Vin Diesel went from action to like let's do some comedies and step away from that before they both came back to it. He was just solid. But.
Yeah. So I've currently got it at $6 Nerds Domain dollars. $6 going once. $6 going twice. $6 sold to Mission Jurassic Impossible 8. Do you like how I took those movie names and all mashed them together, guys? You like that? It's super clever, right?
Yeah, it was clever.
Yeah. I like the inclusion of Super 8 in that.
Yeah, no. That was Ocean's 8. Wow, I didn't catch that you were joking. Oh, good night. next up, releasing August 3rd, is The Spy Who Dumped Me. Aubrey and Morgan are best friends who unwittingly become entangled in an international conspiracy when one of the women discovers the boyfriend who dumped her was actually a spy. This is starring Mila Kunis and Kate McKenna, as well as Gillian Anderson and some other people. And this opens the 3rd of August. So we'll go ahead and open the bidding at $5.
I'll do $5.
All right. Julie Madley.
I'll do $7.
All right. Heroes in a Half Shell has it for $7.
I think I'll go up to $9.
All right. Back to Julie Madley deeply for $9.
$10.
Back to Heroes in a Half Shell for $10. $10 going once. $10 going twice. 10 goes to Heroes in a Half Shell for The Spy Who Dumped Me. Up next, we have Ant-Man and Wasp. It's about nature. It was my joke the first time. I still like it. As Scott Lang balances being both superhero and father, Hope Van Dyne and Dr. Hank Pym present an urgent new mission that finds the Ant-Man fighting alongside the Wasp to uncover secrets from their past. This opens July 6th, so this will not get the July 4th run, but should do pretty well. It'll be coming off of The Ant-Man, which was a solid movie and did really well, and also coming off Avengers Infinity War, when hopefully people will still want to see more Avengers stuff. I generally works like that.
Well, this one's going to probably have some ties to
things. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie yet. Don't spoil it. We're in an anti-spoiling zone.
Yep.
I'm not spoiling anything. It's just they place these movies accordingly.
Do you say that?
Okay. Okay. So all right. Statistically speaking, yes. Yeah, so that's probably a
except
good
for
thing
Captain.
I've never seen any Marvel movies, so I'm just saying. Right. Just based on. No, just kidding.
Okay. I was worried there for a second.
Ant-Man probably doesn't die in this one.
What now? Jesse?
So what you're saying is Ant-Man probably doesn't die in Infinity?
Who knows? We don't know. Ed knows. Ed's seen it.
I've seen it. But
so we'll open the bidding on that at $5.
I'll do 5.
10.
12.
20.
25.
I heard Rob.
30.
Okay. A hot thespian action has it for 30. 30 going once.
31.
32. Wow.
32 back to hot thespian action. 32 going once.
33.
The Irish wristwatch has it for 33.
35.
$35 going once. $35 going twice. 35 sold to hot thespian action. All right. Exactly what it went for in the previous draft, too.
No kidding.
I know, because I bought it.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay.
Next up, we've got Life of the Party. When her husband suddenly dumps her longtime wife. I'm not reading that long one. Hold on. There's a much shorter one.
New Melissa McCarthy movie. There you go.
Yeah. She basically goes back to college to, you know, become the life of the party. Not life of the movie, life of the party.
Is this a reboot of Back to School starring Rodney Dangerfield?
I don't think so, but yeah, kind
of. I've got a feeling it's going to be kind of like if Rodney Dangerfield in Back to School met Will Ferrell in Old School and they somehow had a baby.
No, God.
We got, it's not the George Burns movie.
We got Melissa McCarthy and Jillian Jacobs in this. Stephen Root's in it. Yeah. Maya Rudolph. Chris Parnell. As someone pointed out last draft, Christina Aguilera playing Christina Aguilera. Not as herself. She's actually playing a character named Christina Aguilera.
Well, like when Neil Patrick Harris played Neil Patrick Harris in the Harold and Kumar movies.
Yes.
He wasn't playing himself.
He wasn't being himself. He was playing a caricature of himself.
I was hoping it would be like Office Space with Michael Bolton.
Oh, yes.
We'll open the bidding at $5.
I'll go five.
I heard Rob.
I'll go six.
Six.
I heard Brandon. Quick, somebody say 7 before Jesse can. Brandon's currently got it at 6.
That's too rich for my blood.
I'll go 7.
7 back to Julie Madley Deeply.
I'll go 8.
8 over to Heroes in a Half Shell.
I'll do 10.
10 back to Julie Madley Deeply. 10 going once. 10 going twice. 10 sold to Julie Madley Deeply. As soon as I click the right button, there we go. Excellent. Up next, Mamma Mia. Here we go again. My. In this sequel to Mamma Mia, Sophie learns about her mother's past while pregnant, starring all the people from the first one and also Cher. This is it's a sequel. Wow, Roxy does not have high opinions of Mamma Mia. That's unfortunate.
It was all right. I just don't know if I'm ready for Cher and ABBA.
Shabba.
Isn't that a dog?
Yeah. We'll go ahead and open up the bidding at $5.
$5.
I'll go 10 on it.
11.
11 to this guy drafts. 11 going once.
I'll go 12.
15.
There you go.
15 going once. 15 going twice. 15 sold to this guy drafts for.
Do you know what
15.
Movie made more than Iron Man in summer of 2008?
Mamma Mia.
I was going to say a terrible jukebox musical.
You know, almost made as much money as the. Well, you can say what you want about quality Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. Mamma Mia was just shy of it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was the third highest grossing movie of the summer of 2008.
Really?
That's why you're getting Mamma Mia.
Are you
too.
Aware that it's a decade old? Like,
hey.
I just can't. Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. Next up on our movie draft is Replicas, not Replicants. This is not a Harrison Ford movie.
This is Replicans.
Replicans. a daring synth.
Don't be a replicant. Be a replicant.
Go on. A daring synthetic biologist, after a car accident kills his family, will stop at nothing to bring them back, even if it means pitting himself against a government-controlled laboratory, a police task force, and the physical laws of science. If you guys mock me for laboratory, it's not my fault.
Nice British pronunciation.
That's how they spelled it. I'm standing by this. It's spelled laboratory. It's not spelled laboratory.
Laboratory?
Matt, I think we have a schedule to keep.
We do.
Laboratory?
Laboratory.
Laboratory.
Laboratory?
Laboratory. Yeah, well, I said
laboratory?
That. Laboratory.
No.
This stars Keanu Reeves, Alice Eve, Thomas Middleditch, and a bunch of other people. We'll open the bidding at $5 Nerds Domain dollars.
I'll bid 5.
6.
8.
I'll go 10.
12.
$12 to Heroes in a Half Shell. Going once. $12 to Heroes in a Half Shell going twice. $12 sold to Heroes in the Half Shell. Congratulations, Roxy. You got a Keanu Reeves movie. That isn't John Wick.
We'll see it.
Up next is Overboard. A spoiled, wealthy yacht owner is thrown overboard and becomes the target of revenge from his mistreated employee. A remake of the 1987 comedy. This stars Anna Faris, Eva Longoria, John Hannah, and other people. We'll open the bidding at $5.
$5
to Julie Madley Deeply. $5 going once. $5 going twice. $5 sold to Julie Madley Deeply for a movie about jokes that aren't appropriate anymore. Yay. I remember briefly, because this is the Kurt Russell movie.
Kurt Russell and
Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn.
Which was mildly funny then.
Mm-hmm.
But that
I
was
don't
also
even remember
80s.
It existing, the original.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
But it's pretty popular movie
it's
with people.
Problem, yeah. It's a remake, which tend to get a lot of buzz going around, and Anna Faris is fairly popular.
That's true.
Is she? I didn't even know she was until I realized she was married to Chris Pratt.
She's got a popular television show right now. So.
And also the Scary Movie movies.
The Scary Movie movies.
Yes.
Yeah. Next is Happy Time Murders. When the puppet cast of an 80s children's TV show begin to get murdered one by one, a disgraced LAPD detective turned private eye puppet takes the case. This is starring Elizabeth Banks, Melissa McCarthy, Joel McHale, Maya Rudolph again is going to be in this, and some other people, including lots of other people. We'll open the bidding at $5.
I'll go 5.
I'll go 6.
$6 to Hot Thespian Action.
I'll do $8.
$8 going once.
I don't think I double digit want this movie.
$8 going twice.
I'll go $9.
$9 to Heroes in a Half Shell. $9 going once. $9 going twice. $9 sold to Heroes in a Half Shell. Turtle Power. All right. Up after that is Skyscraper. FBI. Nope, that's the really long one. Nope, it's still the only one. FBI hostage rescue team leader and U.S. war veteran Will Sawyer, who now assesses security for skyscrapers. That's the sentence. On assignment in Hong Kong, he finds the tallest, safest building in the world suddenly ablaze, and he's been framed for it. A wanted man on the run, Will must find those responsible, clear his name, and somehow rescue his family, who is trapped inside the building above the fire line. This is starring The Rock and Nev Campbell and some other people that are not important.
And he's got a prosthetic leg.
He's got a prosthetic. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got one of those blade-like legs, yeah.
He's got a blade
Nev
leg.
Nev Campbell?
Yeah, Nev Campbell.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she's acting again.
She's old enough to play action hero wife now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I mean, she was in House of Cards recently too. I mean, she did.
I haven't watched the last couple seasons. I'm behind.
So we'll open the bidding on this at $5.
I'll do $5.
I'll do $7.
$7. As a reminder, The Rock had a surprise hit in the last season of our draft. Also, he had a surprise flop in the last season of our draft.
So what you're saying is there's a 50-50 chance.
There was a bid. In the
Rob, you 10. Bid 10?
Yep.
$10 for Julie Madly Deeply.
I'll do 11.
11 over to This Guy Drafts. 11 going once. 11 going twice. 11 sold to This Guy Drafts. Next up, we've got Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation. Dracula starts dating the descendant of Van Helsing. I'm not reading the whole description. It's an Adam Sandler movie. It's animated. It's a kid's movie. It's got good names in it. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be good.
$5.
I will open the bidding at $5.
$5.
$10.
$11.
Ooh. 11 back over to This Guy Drafts.
$13.
$13. We'll give it to Jesse.
Go $15.
$15 back to Julie Madly Deeply.
$16.
$16 over to The Irish Wristwatch. $16 going once.
$18.
$18 back to Julie Madly Deeply. $18 going once. $18 going twice. $18 to Julie Madly Deeply for Hotel Transylvania 3. All right. We are through our first 10 of 30 movies. And looking at the scoreboard, looking at the remaining dollars, Mission Jurassic Impossible 8 has $94 left. This Guy Drafts has $74 left. The Irish Wristwatch has 100 Nerds Domain dollars left. Hot Thespian Action has $65 left. Heroes in Half Shell has $39 left. And Julie Madly Deeply has $67 left.
I think I have $69 left, sir.
You are correct. I can't read. What now?
I thought I had 72.
The math on here says that you have 67.
You just bought it for $18.
Yes, yeah. I think I did the math wrong on mine.
You did.
Okay. Excellent. Up next, releasing in June.
I think I had 150 left.
I will strike you from this list completely. I swear to God.
You should subtract from him what he added to it.
Yeah.
As a punishment.
Yes!
Penalty.
Up next is Incredibles 2. Bob Parr, Mr. Incredible, is left to take care of Jack-Jack while Helen, Elastigirl, is out saving the world. This is a Pixar thing. they're going to do. You know, it's got people in it.
Craig T. Nelson. Holly Samuel Hunter.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes.
A lot of middle initials.
Yeah. That, well, you know, you got to do. We'll open the bidding at $5.
$5 here.
13.
15.
I'll do 25.
26.
27.
27 over to the Irish wristwatch.
28.
28 to Heroes in a Half Shell. I'll do 30.
31.
All right, 31 over to this guy Drafts.
32.
32 over to the Irish wristwatch.
34.
34 to Heroes in a Half Shell. 34 going once.
35.
35 back to the Irish wristwatch. 35 going once.
36.
36 back to Heroes in a Half Shell. 36 going once. 36 going twice. 36 sold to Heroes in a Half Shell for The Incredibles 2.
Woo.
That's going to hurt me later.
That's all right. You'll be fine. Opening July 4th, The First Purge. The film will be a prequel that will focus on the events that lead up to the very first Purge event. I'm going to stick by my previous statement that this is just going to be a bunch of news footage from today. We will open the bidding at
$5.
$5. $6.
$8.
$9.
$10.
$10 to the Irish wristwatch. Holy cow.
Knew I'd get you sooner or later.
Yeah, whatever. Going once. $10 going twice.
$11.
$11 back over to this guy Drafts. $11 going once. $11 going twice. $11 sold to this guy Drafts for $11 for the first Purge. Next movie, A Solo, A Star Wars Story, comes out May 25th. During his adventures into a dark criminal underworld, Han Solo meets his future co-pilot Chewbacca and encounters Lando Calrissian years before joining the Rebellion. Stars some people. They've got other things they've done. It doesn't really matter. I'll open the bidding at
$5.
$5. $6.
I'll go $10.
$15.
$18.
$20.
$22.
$22.5.
You can't do halves. You know that, Jesse. Stop doing it.
$23.
I'll go up to $25.
I hate even numbers. 27.
Drafting with Jesse is always an adventure.
29.
$29 going once. $29 to Julie Madley Deeply going twice.
30.
30? That sounds like an
that
even number.
It must hurt you to do that.
$30
it is, it does.
To the Irish wristwatch.
$31.
$31 back to Julie Madley Deeply. $31 going once. $31 going twice. $31 to Julie Madley Deeply. Up next, Mile 22, an American... an elite American intelligence officer aided by top secret tactical combat command unit tries to smuggle a mysterious police officer with sensitive information out of the country. Sounds like a great movie.
So this isn't the sequel to 8 Mile?
No, yes it is. This stars Mark Wahlberg, John Malkovich, and Ronda Rousey.
Eminem.
And Eminem, yeah.
No, Marky Mark is the aged Eminem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Feel it.
Feel the vibration.
I'm going to open the bidding at $5.
I'll bid $2.
I will bid $5. Poor movie. $5 going once. $5 going twice. Thanks, guys. $5 sold to Mission Jurassic Impossible 8.
Nobody pushed you to bid on that movie.
I would have taken it off your hands for $2.
I don't like movies going for less than $5.
Because
then you're really getting a good deal. Like, it's going to make $20 million. Almost nothing screws up bad enough to make less than $20 million.
Something screw up bad enough to make less than $20 million.
What if it gets a release date shift?
Right. What if they decide to push it back because it's got that Christmassy feel?
Yeah. That's fair. Opening next weekend, Bad Samaritan, a pair of burglars
stumble upon a movie being made.
Stumble upon a woman being held captive in a home they intend to rob. This is starring David Tennant and some other people. It's about David Tennant being a bad person. That sounds like a good time. We'll open the bidding at $5.
It also sounds like Jessica Jones.
I'll take $5.
$5 to Julie Madley Deeply.
Six.
$6 to The Irish Wristwatch.
Seven.
$7 to Heroes in a Half Shell.
You know, it's my goal to go through this entire thing without actually winning a single bid.
I like that plan. I think you should totally do that.
And then just bid 100 on something.
Yeah. $7 to Heroes in a Half Shell. $7 going once. $7 going twice. $7 sold to Heroes in a Half Shell.
I'm actually surprised about that. I thought somebody was going to take it from me.
There's really? Not a lot of faith in that movie. All right. Next up, Christopher Robin. A working-class family man, Christopher Robin, encounters his childhood friend, Winnie the Pooh, who helps him rediscover the joys of life. Starring Obi-Wan Kenobi, Peggy Carter, and Arnim Zola. Also Eeyore, played by Brad Garrett. And I will open the bidding at $5.
Five.
I'll do 10.
10 to Julie Madley Deeply. $10 going once. $10 going twice. $10 sold to Julie Madley Deeply.
How much money do you have left? I feel like he's got like an endless
Not
pit.
Not much.
No, he is. $26 left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So does Roxy.
Jesse would hate that.
I know.
Give me something for a dollar, please.
Ocean's 8. It's like Ocean's 11, only there's three less of them, and they're all ladies. All of them. Actually, it's starring a bunch of good lady actors.
A bunch of good actresses. Ladies. Wow, that's sexist.
Lady actors.
Oh, lady actors.
They can't be actors.
Yeah, they have to be lady actors. Jeez, man.
Lactors. Right? No?
Like Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Dakota Fanning, Olivia Munn. I'm going to skip Matt Damon. Helen Bonham Carter.
Matt Damon, my favorite Mindy lady Kaling. Actor.
Wait, Helen Bonham Carter, does that make this a Johnny Depp movie? Or
Tim Burton.
Is this a Tim Burton movie?
They don't want him around.
It's
got
one of those
movies.
Two things.
There's too many women to be on that movie for Johnny Depp to
mock. That's true.
Wow. True. That's kind of true. We'll open the bidding for this movie at $5.
I'll do 5.
I'll do 6.
I'll do 7.
Why
8?
I heard Ed first.
9.
Oh, you had to go for 8. Come on, that would have been
$9 to Heroes in a Half Shell. Both Kylie and Kendall Jenner are in this, and so is Kim Kardashian.
I revoke my vote. No.
$9 to Heroes in a Half Shell. Going once.
I'll do 10.
Oh, $10 back over to this guy drafts.
11.
$11.
Okay, that's Heroes. If we're not going to get it at 8, I'll let 11 slide if it slides.
11 going once. 11 going twice. $11 sold to, hey, 11, that's how we that, type yeah, that. Yeah. $11 sold to Heroes in Half Shell. No, I said that because I typed one, and that was not correct.
Gotcha.
Up next, we've got Teen Titans Go to the Movies. A villain's maniacal plan for world domination sidetracks five teenage superheroes who dream of Hollywood stardom. Nicolas Cage is Superman in this, guys. It's the worst movie I've ever heard of. That I don't.
Is it animated?
Yes,
it is animated.
Okay, then it has a chance.
Just like they made Billy Dee Williams in the Lego Batman movie was Two-Face, because he never got to be in the Burton.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
but
Schumacher
but,
took over and said, "Hey, he's."
But
he's
Billy
Dee
Williams is actually a good actor.
Well, that's an opinion.
Compared to Tommy or to not wow.
I
compared to Nicolas Cage,
they're
yeah,
both good actors. Nicolas Cage has an Oscar. But it's Billy Dee.
Besides,
no,
DC
he does
can
have
typically
Colt
45.
He's a Colt 45s.
We'll open the bidding on this movie with a terrible actor for $5.
I would also argue that awards do not necessarily mean good actor.
That's true.
They can.
They
mean good
$5.
Performance.
Julie Madley Deeply has this movie for
$5.
$6.
I'll go 10.
10 over to The Irish Wristwatch. $10 going once. $10 going twice. Wow, Jesse won his first movie. Good job,
Jesse. Did I just accidentally get something?
Yep. Accidentally. $10
sold.
It's
going to be terrible.
At least it's animated. DC does decent with its animated.
It could be some surprise, because it's a very popular cartoon with kids and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, it's maybe it does, like...
It's got Nicolas Cage as Superman.
Kids don't know that.
Yeah. Kids can sense, it's like dogs can sense tornadoes coming. Kids can sense Nicolas Cage's terrible acting.
No, I'm going to go watch it just to see what
how
it's
bad
like
it
with
is.
Him being Superman, though.
I was about to say, you should just watch some YouTube clips of Teen Titans Go.
Yeah, you could do that. Up next, we've got a movie called 3 Seconds.
Very short.
An ex-convict working undercover intentionally gets himself incarcerated again in order to infiltrate the mob at a maximum security prison. So starring Joel Kinnaman and Clive Owen and some other people. Joel Kinnaman most recently coming off of Altered Carbon, which was fantastic.
That's good stuff.
Really good. And if you think it was slow, you're right, it was slow. But it was really good.
Things
it
can be slow. It's
slow
not,
and
it's not
good.
Bad, you know.
Yeah. So
slow
we will,
isn't bad.
We will open the bidding on that for at $5.
Yeah, let's refer to Altered Carbon, not Suicide Squad, but Joel Kinnaman.
He wasn't bad in that.
It's not his fault. No.
No, I don't think the actors are at fault for that movie.
Yeah. Probably no. Well, I don't know.
We can talk about that. That's a whole other podcast.
Yep. Yep.
So $5 for 3 seconds. $5. I will bid $5. I will bid $5. There. You guys happy? I bid $5. Just so we didn't have to. There. $5 going once.
You got 3 seconds. Where's Hereditary? You got 3 seconds on here?
Look, I had to pick. It was tough.
That movie's gonna make some money.
This season had really solid movies that I knew needed to be on here,
yeah.
And then I got to about 25, and I went, "What do I put for the last five?" And 3 seconds was one that I would just was like, "Well, it's got Clive Owen in it.
Okay.
Like that could be a good movie, right?" And then I realized that Clive Owen's been in some really bad movies. $5 going once to me. $5 going twice. $5 sold to Mission Jurassic Impossible 8. Up next, Slenderman. John Slenderman is having trouble at work and talks to his psychologist about it. No. Slenderman tells the tale of a tall, thin, horrifying figure with unnaturally long arms and a featureless face who is reputed to be responsible for the haunting and disappearance of countless children and teens. Sounds like a good time. I'll open the bidding at
$5. $5.
$5 going once.
I'll do six.
Six.
Six to Julie Madley Deeply because he got in way before you, Jesse. Six going once. Six going twice.
$7.
Wow. Sound very dejected about that. $7 to this guy drafts. $7 going once. $7 going twice. $7 to This Guy Drafts for Slenderman. Up next. Hold on, I have to read this, sorry. After surviving a near-fatal bovine attack, a disfigured cafeteria chef, Wade Wilson, struggles to fulfill his dream of becoming Mayberry's hottest bartender while also learning to cope with his lost sense of taste. Searching to regain his spice for life, as well as a flux capacitor, Wade must battle ninjas, the Yakuza, and a pack of sexually aggressive canines as he journeys around the world to discover the importance of family, friendship, and flavor. Finding a new taste for adventure and earning the coveted coffee mug title of World's Best Lover. Swear to God, that's what it says. I didn't write that.
I'm pretty sure what's his name wrote that.
This is Deadpool 2.
This is Deadpool.
Have you seen the IMAX poster for it?
No.
It's brilliant. Look it up. Look it up right now.
Oh,
it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
I'm running a draft here, sir. I'm looking it up. I'll open the bidding at $5.
$25.
I'll go 30.
45
to Jesse.
50.
51.
55 back over.
57.
Okay. 60.
Are you talking about the one with them on the unicorn? Okay. Just wanted to make sure I was looking at the right thing. 60 over to.
62.
Oh, that's the whole thing.
63.
69.
I'm out.
$69 over to the Irish wristwatch. You do actually have that, good. I'm making sure that you have money to cover your bet.
I can't believe I just went $7 over just for a lame joke.
$69 going once. $69 going twice. Sold to the Irish wristwatch. Good job, Jesse. You bought a movie. After our first 21 movies, because I forgot to do it before this one. I was so excited about Deadpool. Let's do a rundown of what we've got left. Mission Jurassic Impossible 8 still has $84. This Guy Drafts has 56. The Irish Wristwatch has 21. Hot Thespian Action has 65. Heroes in the Half Shell has 15. And Julie Madly Deeply has 26. Up next is Sicario Day of the Soledad. The drug war on the U.S.-Mexican border has escalated as the cartels have begun trafficking terrorists across the U.S. border. To fight the war, federal agent Matt Graver reteams with the Mercurial Alejandro. Stars Josh Brolin in his third movie this summer.
King of Summer.
No. Don't know. That's like saying Nicolas Cage has an Oscar. Benicio del Toro and other people that are also in this movie. I'll open the bidding at $5.
Five.
I'll do six.
Seven.
Seven to Hot Thespian Action.
By the way, there's a P in that word. It's not thespian. It's thespian.
Oh, sorry, thespian action.
Hey, there was an O at the end of Soledado. He didn't pronounce that.
I know.
Soledadio.
Soledadio.
Wow, that's strange. It doesn't look like you have any more money left, Brandon. How'd that happen?
Crap. And my movies disappeared.
Oh, no. No, I would give those to other people.
Oh.
Me.
So I've got Sicario for seven. Right
yes,
now,
you do.
Right? Okay.
Seven to Hot Thespian Action.
Thank you.
Going once. $7 going twice. $7 sold to Hot Thespian Action. All right, up next is Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. When the island's dormant volcano begins roaring to life, Owen and Claire mount a campaign to rescue the remaining dinosaurs from this extinction level event. I like that they took the doctor from the first movie and he's the villain in this one.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that.
The doctor.
Yeah.
I thought Ian Malcolm was...
No.
Well, no, they had the...
Dr. Grant?
The guy from the original movie, B.D. Wong plays him.
Yes, B.D. Wong.
And they brought him back for Jurassic World, and then he is now...
Oh, okay, the doctor.
Yes,
okay,
I'm sorry. I forgot when I said doctor, there's like eight doctors.
Yeah.
A bunch of doctors, yeah.
A lot of PhDs.
Starring Bryce Dallas Howard, Chris Pratt, Jeff Goldblum, James Cromwell is in this. Yes. I'm excited about James Cromwell. Also, Arnim Zola. Mm-hmm. Toby Jones is in this. We'll go ahead and open the bidding at $5.
Five.
Ten.
15.
20.
21.
Oh.
35.
40.
41.
45.
46.
50.
56.
57. 50. Ah! Is that what you had?
That's what I have.
Oh, I thought we just had a price.
No, you have
right
58.
58.
Don't. Why did I tell him? $58 going to Hot Thespian Action.
I think we just peaked the volume.
That's all right. That's all right. 58 going once. 58 going twice. Hey, look at that. 58 sold.
Boom, I'm out.
It's got to feel good spending exactly what you had.
That's especially right. When I had $13 left over last
time. And you're going to get like the second highest grossing movie of the summer. Yeah, so there you go.
And Blue's in it.
Yeah.
As I've discussed on other podcasts, the only character with character development in the first movie.
Right? Well, yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong.
No,
I'm not.
Oh, no, you're not. No, no. No. I walked out of that movie saying, well, that's 2 hours of my life.
Captive.
It was dinosaur action.
Right.
Exactly. Next up, Captive State, set in a Chicago neighborhood nearly a decade after an occupation by an extraterrestrial force. Captive State explores the lives on both sides of the conflict, the collaborators and the dissidents. I don't know who this stars because I don't have it open, but you would think I would remember from the first one. I don't. John Goodman. Nobody else I recognize. That's sad.
Who's the director?
Oh, I'm sorry. Alan Ruck. Director is Rupert Watt. Wyatt.
Oh, he did the Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, I'll open bidding at $5, and I will bid $20. $20 going once. By the way, we only have, this is one of
21.
Five.
21.
Are you serious? Do you have?
I only have 21.
I'll bid 22. Fine. 22. Okay. 22 going once. 22 going twice. 22 sold to me. Mission Jurassic Impossible 8. Up next. By the way, we have 6 movies left.
And where are people's totals at?
Oh, we can do that. Ed has $0. Mission Jurassic Impossible 8 has 62. This Guy Drafts has 56. Iris Wristwatch has 21. Heroes in a Half Shell has 15. And Julie Madly Deeply has 26.
You have me marked down wrong on one. I bid 8 on Bad Samaritan, I'll be honest. So I actually only have 14.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. Look at that.
You just earned an extra dollar for your honesty.
And then lost it because I had to put it back on here. Tag is the next movie. A small group of former classmates organize an elaborate annual game of tag that requires some to travel all over the country. It's got people in it, I'm sure. It doesn't sound like a great, exciting movie, but it is starring Jeremy Renner, John Hamm, Ilsa Fisher, Annabelle Wallace, you know, other people besides them.
Jake Johnson.
That's Jake. Yeah, he is. Yep. Lisa Bibb. Ed Helms. Brian Dennehy. By the way, Brian Dennehy's still alive, Ed.
Brian Dennehy's still alive?
Yeah. Okay.
He's a cocoon.
Yep. That's exactly how that works. We will open the bidding at $5.
I'll do 5.
6.
7.
8.
9.
10.
11.
12.
13.
$14
to Heroes in the Half Shell.
15.
21.
$21 to the Irish Wristwatch.
22.
Well, there you go. Julie Madly Deeply gets it for 20. Do you want it, Brandon? $22 goes to Julie Madly Deeply. Look, I knew that only Brandon and I could outbid that. I don't think that either one of us really wanted that one. That's okay, though. That's good. All right. Up next, we've got...
It's going to be the surprise hit, you know.
No. No, I don't know.
People are that trailer's been with everything.
Mission Impossible Fallout. Ethan Hunt and his IMF team, along with some familiar allies, race against time after a mission goes wrong. Starring a guy with the tooth in the middle of his face and Ving Rhames.
A narwhal?
What?
A narwhal?
Yes, yes. It's exactly yes. No, actually,
but
if you look at Tom
Cruise, call him.
He has a tooth that is directly under his nose. Just one. It's fantastic. I'm pretty sure that's what that's the higher enlightened learning you get from.
I think he just smiles crooked, like the bottom half of his skin just shifts when he opens his mouth. It's scary.
He's also possibly a vampire, so
they have one tooth right in the middle.
opening the bidding at $5.
I'll do five.
Did you say 21, Jesse?
I was going to.
Do you want to bid 21?
Someone else already said 25.
No,
I just said five.
Five.
Oh, yeah. 21.
I'll open the bidding at five. Five. What?
Don't you dare put me down for 20.
You don't have 25 to bid. Jesse, are you bidding 21?
21.
Okay, 21. I'll bid 22.
Bid 23.
At this point, I'll take 21 for show dogs.
24.
Oh, well, now we know your strategy.
How far are you going?
As far as you go.
So I'll go with 56.
All right, I'll let you have that. $56 goes to this guy drafts. $56. 56. Ouch. Up next, show dogs. Max, a macho solitary Rottweiler police dog, is ordered to go undercover as a primped show dog in this prestigious dog show, along with his human partner, to avert a disaster from happening. I'm not even looking who's
please,
in this.
Please tell
matter.
Me his partner's played by Sandra Bullock.
No.
We'll just bring this full circle.
No. I wait. No. We'll open the bidding at $5.
$21.
$21 going once. Going.
I just want another movie.
I think I'm the only one that can outbid you. Yeah, $21 sold. 21. Good job, Jesse. The Irish wristwatch. We got three movies left. Oh, I feel really bad, guys. Because I can just outbid you guys for all three of them. That sucks. I'm sorry.
What do you want me to take down? How high were you going to go for Mission Impossible?
I was
really
going to push you all the way there.
Yeah. That's strategy, though.
Yeah. You got to push people. You got
to
get people
to feel bad about
it. I didn't do it on purpose, though. that's strategy. That's accidental.
But I mean, it doesn't matter. Everybody's responsible.
Mission Impossible is like the last big movie left on here.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
So Equalizer 2, I will take for 15. I'll take Action Point for 15. And I'll take Ken for 15.
And you're going to swipe up. But Equalizer 2 and Action Point should make some decent.
Yeah.
Bank. The
Equalizer
2
could do real well.
That could.
I like good. Equalizer 2's summary. Plot unknown.
No. I've got. Oh, yeah, no. You're right. Plot unknown, a sequel to the 2014 movie, The Equalizer.
Denzel Washington kicks some more people's asses who deserve it.
Wow. Yeah, I mean that's definitely what they could have said, but they didn't.
But I'll let you know, if you look at the last three Jackass movies, the Bad Grandpa and the 2 and 3, they've all been made well over $100 million. So.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, yeah.
So I mean, that's a good.
Oh Lord.
Nice ancillary player.
So looking at what teams got what, Heroes in the Half Shell got The Spy Who Dumped Me, The Replicas, Happy Time Murders, The Incredibles 2, Bad Samaritan, and Ocean's 8. Hot thespian action. I feel like cartoon character pronouncing it like that.
Thespian. Well, you don't have to put that much emphasis on the P.
You ended up with Ant-Man and the Wasp, Sicario, Day of the Soldado.
Uh-huh.
Soldado. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
Yep.
Julie Madley Deeply ended up with Life of the Party, Overboard, Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation, Solo, A Star Wars Story, Christopher Robin, and Tag. Mission Jurassic Impossible 8 ended up with The Meg, Mile 22, 3 Seconds, Captive State, Equalizer 2, Action Point, and Kin. And The Irish Wristwatch, Where's my note? Why are you not? There we go. The Irish Wristwatch ended up with Teen Titans Go to the Movies, Deadpool 2, and Show Dogs. And Brandon, this guy drafts, ends up with Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, Skyscraper, The First Purge, John Slenderman, and Mission Impossible Fallout. That is our draft today. We will be doing a side bet. Hey, guys, by the way, we're doing a side bet, which we will update on the sheet, and I'll let you guys know about in the future. Side bet is going to work like this. You're going to choose a movie that you think is going to make the most per Nerds Domain dollar spent and a movie that will make the least per Nerds Domain dollar spent. The sheet will automatically calculate all those things. And then put that up. Let me know. I'll send out an email. Otherwise, that's going to do us for this episode.
Alrighty.
You guys cool. All feel good about your movie list?
I feel good. Mm-hmm.
Except Jesse, who has a terrible movie list.
Well, he might win the bet on the...
Deadpool 2 is going
to
do it.
And you don't have to choose your movie. You can choose any movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, all right. Well, that will do us tonight for the Nerds Domain podcast, and we will talk to you guys real soon. Oh, hey, I got to turn that on. And that will do us tonight on the Nerds Domain podcast. Remember, you can email us at nerdsdomain@gmail.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter at facebook.com/nerdsdomain and twitter.com/nerdsdomain. You can also check out our site at nerdsdom.com. Be sure to sign up for the newsletter while you're there. You can head over to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. We want to thank Josh Shop for the music. And don't forget to support us at patreon.com/nerdsdomain or check out our t-shirts over at tpublic.com/users/nerdsdomain. Have a great night.